Well, this man will be getting ready for Origin 2. Freddie Hastings, good morning to you.
Yeah, the pint glass is in the freezer and the stout will be flowing. love Origin night, middle of winter, cold night, watch the footy and hopefully watch a Blues win sign.
I like it on a Sunday. I think that's a terrific idea.
Look, they did it last year and it seemed to work. And I think the interesting thing this year is the weather. Watching some of the racing from WA last night, it was absolutely toweling down. And if you're having a pick the score on the game on the footy tab, just be mindful that it could be a pretty wet pitch. But love Origin. I can go back, Simon, to the days when Origin was actually played on a Tuesday night. Of course, found its home on Wednesdays, but in the early days of Origin, it was played on a Tuesday night. But Sunday night, yeah, I think it can work.
Righto. Well, we had a big night at Tabcorp Park Menangle last night, Freddie. Not only the semis of the Breeders' Challenge, but there was a Group 3 for the mares as well. The Fritz Stakes was our feature.
Yeah, it was our feature race. And in that race, Simon, IC Diamonds was sent around as a $2.30 favourite.
IC Diamonds leading about a neck in second spot at the moment, trying to stay on Art's Treasure. Red Banketti sustains a long run. Dizzy Miss Lizzie comes with it. Rocking is going to be the deepest, and it's standing room only on the home turn. 29.5 the quarter, and letting down with a brilliant turn of foot, Red Banketti goes to the lead. Dizzy Miss Lizzie is trying to stay on. It's Red Banketti about a head in front from a minute back, flashing home as Innocent Crocker, but the leader is Red Banketti, packing plenty of power, and Red Banketti will win it. Scarlet Babe flushed home. Grab second over Dizzy Miss Lizzie, Innocent Crocker. Darker
Shade. So replay there, Freddie, if you call on the Fritz Stakes last night. And Red Banketti was too good for Scarlet Babe, a roughie running second.
Yeah, look, it was a bit of an eye-catcher, but look, Red Banketti, it was a real tip-top drive by Robert Morris. I tell you what, at the moment, there's not many drivers in Sydney Town driving with the flair and the confidence that young Robert's driving in at the moment. He let rip it about the, probably about the 550, coming down the side of the track, and she just sustained the run, Red Banketti. IC Diamonds dropped out to finish sixth, beaten about two lengths, but it was Red Banketti. Scarlet Babus charged from the ruck. It was a real nice run for Bernie Hewitt. And Dizzy Miss Lizzie, she's been very competitive in Tuesday company. She stepped up to the Group 3 last night, and I thought she went super. And Innocent Crocker, as you heard in the call, it was flooding home from near enough to last. Some real good runs. They did go hard early as a 26 quarter, then a 29. So they went 55 for the first half. So it did set it up for something to run on back in the field. And all those run-on horses figured in the finish, 1, 2, 3, 4. Darker Shade of Pale wasn't beaten far. Good spec for it, Simon. $31 down to about 13 SP. But, Red Banketti, she's been a real good little race mare over a period of time. And I thought last night that was her best win. She just sustained such a long run.
Outside of the Fritz Stakes, Fred, we had the semi-finals for the Breeders' Challenge. Joining us on Pacing Rewind now is Amanda Randhau. Amanda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, Freddie. Yeah, we had a great night of racing once again at Menangle last night with those semi-finals of the Alibi Breeders' Challenge. So really looking forward to all the Group 1 finals next Sunday.
Yeah, cracking day. I said it last week, Amanda, it's one of my favourite race meetings on the calendar, Breeders' Challenge Day. You've got the young horses, strutting their stuff, having worked their way through heat, semis, and then the final. And then you've got the Len Smith Mile. And then the atmosphere, it's Family Fun Day there, and they always get a good crowd. And it's quite incredible. This will be my 10th Breeders' Challenge series, Amanda, and the weather in the middle of... at the end of June, early July, the weather gods smile upon them there at Menangle, and they always get a cracking day.
Yeah, they sure do. I hope you haven't jinxed it for next Sunday.
Bruce Christensen might be chasing me now.
Yeah, but no, they do. It's always the weather's always cracking on Breeders' Challenge Finals Day, and as you said, it's a great family day out. It's free entry. They have free rides for all the kids and a lot of food stalls, a lot of entertainment on and off the track. So it's a great day all round. And also for participants, all the associations, the UHRA breeders, owners, and the Trotters Association, they all have their stalls set up as well. So there's honestly something for everybody.
Yeah, it's a great day. Now, looking at the semis last night, Amanda, race three was the first semi for the boys, and no real surprise. Hard Hitter came off the arm hard. Lock and Varad a mid-race move, but Hard Hitter beat Lock and Varad fairly and squarely. Hearts were in the mouths of those that backed Lock and Varad when it caused a false start due to a gear malfunction, but Hard Hitter proved how good he is, and I've always had a healthy respect for Lock and Varad, and they got through to the final.
Yeah, they sure did. It came down to the barriers were in that one, and Hard Hitter was very impressive. He reeled off some slick last quarters to get that one home, 27-1 and 26-6. And I caught up with Luke McCarthy after the run, and he said the horse, you know, he had plenty of horse left crossing the line, which was quite promising.
Gee, that's scary, isn't it, Amanda?
Pardon?
That's scary when you consider he's come home in 53-7 and he said he's got more horse left.
Yeah, exactly. So that was Luke's second drive on Hard Hitter last night, and Luke actually qualified Hard Hitter in last year's semi-final as a two-year-old, and obviously Hard Hitter came out and won the final. And as for Lock and Varad, I caught up with David Moran after the run. He was happy with the horse. He had a new sulky on Lock and Varad, and that's what caused the problem at the start, which caused the false start. So I'm sure he'll benefit again heading into the final on Sunday. He's only had a few starts back this time in, and he's drawn well for the final.
Yeah, we'll skip to the second semi-final for the boys, and then we'll look at the barrier draw, and then we'll come back and look at the fillies. With the fifth race, Max Delight, dual derby winner, did everything we thought he'd do, went around as a prohibitive odds-on favourite, and he too looked like he had plenty in hand. He ripped up the straight in 26-3s, half in 54-2, and gee, he's a nice colt, Amanda.
He sure is. He's probably the most improved three-year-old going around at the moment. He's just really stepped it up since that New South Wales Derby win. Then he won the Tasmanian Derby. And what he did last night, Todd let the earplugs out. When he won his heat, he won with his earplugs in. But even though the earplugs come out last night, Todd was very happy. And another one that he said he just felt so good and had plenty left growing over the line.
Rock and Marty Leonidas, Make Mine Memphis and First String qualified. Now, the barrier draw, Amanda, Lock and Varad has finally drawn a gate. It's come up with the one. Rock and Marty, two. Smooth Cash Emergency, one is three. Brackenstorm, four. First String, five. Colossal Strike, who's the second emergency, six. Now, Hard Hitter's drawn seven, but on the assumption that emergencies don't get a run, he'll jump from five. Then we've got Ginger Mickey. Max Delight draws nine, will come out of seven. Make Mine Memphis, I'm Bruce Almighty and Leonidas. So it's set up for the three big guns there. Max Delight, I don't know he needs to be bustled off the arm, Amanda. I think he's capable of finishing on, but gee, it's going to be hard giving horses like Lock and Varad and Hard Hitter a start.
Yeah, exactly. So there's either going to be fireworks early or nothing. Hard Hitter, Max Delight, Lock and Varad, they've all got early speed. Lock and Varad, David Moran might be quite happy to take a sit on a horse like Hard Hitter or Max Delight. So he might not, you know, want to hold the lead. Makes it really interesting. It's going to be driving tactics are going to play a huge part in this one. And, you know, if they go hard early, there's some fast finishers at the end of it, like Make Mine Memphis and Leonidas and Rock and Marty as well, that could just be there at the end too. So I think the barrier draws certainly opened it right up. And yeah, even though Lock and Varad finally drew a barrier draw, he hasn't drawn inside barrier. Well, no, he's drawn inside barrier five twice in the last year. So to draw barrier one is super, but I don't think it's going to make his task any easier on Sunday.
I think I'd rather draw one than draw 10 in a group one final. That's one thing for sure. But of course, very unlucky in the two-year-old runoff last year, Lock and Varad, so they'll be looking to atone, and Hard Hitter, of course, won that, looking to go two-year-old and three-year-old. The fillies, Amanda, we had race four. Kiang Liberty, always got the impression she'll have benefited by her first look at Menangle when she was bloused by No Win, No Feed, and last night she was very good, but I was very impressed with the second filly.
Yes, Western Secret, only beaten ahead, so that was quite promising, and she looked like she was going to win too, just heading towards that finish line. Kiang Liberty, that was her third start back from the spell, and I spoke to driver Glenn Craven after the race. Another one that he said that she's going to improve again, considering she's just working her way back up from the lengthy spell. No Win No Feed finished third. Luke McCarthy, the driver of that filly, was happy with her. You know, she had to do a bit of work early, which ultimately sort of just took her sting out in the end, but he was happy with her. So, yeah, those top three are very eye-catching.
Betty's Lass and Kiama's Rosie rounded out the qualifiers from that semi-final. And then we had the second semi-final. And I guess we had expectations that our road to Mecca would be very hard to toss. It did qualify for the final, Amanda, but the defending two-year-old champion from last season, backing up trying to make it the two- and three-year-old double, Miss Half Penny, she was very good. She had to really fight for the win.
Yeah, she sure did. It was great to see her back to her best. I spoke with Gavin Fitzpatrick, the driver of that filly, after the win, and he said his dad, Paul, who trains the filly, just changed her work around a little bit, and it's paid dividends last night. So it's good to see the Miss Halfpenny back into winning form. Myra Dawn, who finished second, she was only half a neck away in second. She was very impressive, as well as she's a Malteser who hit the line quite strongly too. So, yeah, our road to Mecca, slightly disappointing in front, considering her strong front-winning drive. In her heat. Robbie Morris said she was sort of looking at everything on the track, so that might explain it. She was beaten a length in the end. But, Miss Halfpenny, good to see bounce back into the winner's circle.
Yeah, and I'm thrilled to see Rob Sherry get, she's a Malteser through as well. She's been a real consistent filly and in the final has come up with gate one. The barrier draw, she's a Malteser. Lily Maddie Max, the second emergency. Betty's Lass, Myra Dawn has come up with four. Western Secret, five. It will come out of four with the scratching if the emergency doesn't gain a run. Kiang Liberty draw next to it, six. Miss What You're Saying, seven. Our Road to Mecca, eight. Miss Half Penny, nine. No Win, No Feed, $10. Bell, first emergency. Kiama's Rosie, the outside. So, Amanda, you look at the chances of Our Road to Mecca, Miss Half Penny, and No Win, No Feed. They may well be dashed by the barrier draw there.
Yeah, most definitely. I think it's come up great for She's a Malteser. I think there was two barrier draws left and connections ended up with barrier one for She's a Malteser last night, which they were thrilled about. So, just how quick she can sprint. If she's sitting behind a filly like Kiang Liberty, that will take her right into the race. So she could blouse them. She's a Malteser. Kiang Liberty, No Win, No Feed, you know, obviously have that early pace if needed. So from the wide draw for No Win, No Feed, you'd think Luke McCarthy will have to put her into the race.
Have to be forward,
Yeah. So I think some of the better ranked fillies might have to do some work early, which could be interesting in the end.
Yeah, look, it's always intriguing, these races, because, and you touched on it, Amanda, the tactics are just so critical, and we've talked about that in the three-year-old boys, but you can see there the way the marbles have fallen with the barrier draw and the fillies. It's equally as intriguing how it will play out, particularly in that first 200 or 300 metres.
Yeah, exactly right. I can't wait till next Sunday just to see the driving tactics unfold, because it's very unpredictable what can happen. And, you know, we just have to look at last night's four-year-old semi-final for the boys and how that played out for some of the favourite runners.
Mm. But,
definitely interesting.
All right. The barrier draw will take place, I think it's tomorrow, for the four-year-olds. Wardan Blau Sicario in the photo finish. I thought from where I stood, Sicario might have just won it. It was a nose verdict to Wardan. And then in the other semi, it was Summit Special who had the sit on Bright Energy and Ignatius, who had a great battle in the early and mid stages and then down the stretch before Summit Special unleashed a big run. So even that is going to be quite an intriguing race. During the week, Amanda, you'll have all the news and all the information via On the Pace and, of course, via the Harness Racing New South Wales website.
Yes, I sure will. Plenty of Trots TV interviews. I caught up with all the winners last night, so they'll be online from tomorrow. And, yeah, as you said, On the Pace all week, and a huge preview of the Menangle card on Sunday morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to it, Amanda. Thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for your insight, and we look forward to catching up with you during the course of the week.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Freddie.
Amanda Rando-Simon, she's very much across all things Breeders' Challenge. And as I said, during the week, on the pace all week, you'll get all the news and views and updates about what's happening on Sunday or for Sunday, as well as those interviews on the Harness Media Centre. So make sure you go to Trotts TV Harness Media Centre and catch up with all the interviews from last night's semi-finals. There's plenty to take in.
Looking forward to next Sunday already. Freddie, Major Dan's the $2.50 favourite for the Lensmith.
Yeah, look, Major Dan trialled the other day. It was Menangle on Tuesday, and he trialled, and he was just lit up from the gate. Todd just sent him around full bore, and he broke 150 in a trial, and that's how serious they were about, you know, making sure that the horse was, you know, primed and ready. They really blew the cobwebs out. I think I might have even mentioned that in the actual trial, that they, on the home turn, he just dashed away from them, and he was much too good for them in the run to the judge. So his quarters, they were sent leading quarters as well. So he went 149.5 in that trial, and just was really primed up. So it's always a great race, the Lensmith Mile, and looking forward to the whole day, mate. Seven more sleeps.
We'll have a full preview at 11 o'clock, I'd suggest, next Sunday morning here on Sky Sports Radio. Good stuff. Thanks very much, Fred. Enjoy your day and enjoy the footy later.
Oh, I can't wait, mate. As I said, the pint glass is chilling, and so is the stout.